I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking for a home.
On a recent hot Friday afternoon, I drove north to the town of Big Falls, Minnesota. In case you're not familiar with Big Falls, it's located at the junction of U.S. Highway 71 and State Highway 6 in Coochaching County, about 75 miles north of Bemidji and 40 miles south of International Falls. It's also on the Big Fork River, and yes, there is a spectacular Big Falls there. When I got to town, I headed down Main Street to find Gordon's General Store. Now, it wasn't too hard to find, as the town's population is 236, and there's only a handful of businesses located there. I soon found it. Gordon's General Store is the kind of place where you can find almost anything. They carry hardware, fishing tackle, camping goods. You can find gift items, t-shirts, hats, organic seeds, sunglasses, and you could pick up your Mother's Day card while you're here. You can also get your propane tank filled, rent a canoe or kayak, and even get a furnished room upstairs. Or you could find what I came looking for, a band called the Lucky Dogs. The Lucky Dogs are composed of husband and wife team Bill and Sandy Gordon, along with their friend Scott Rollenhagen. I went to Bill and Sandy's house along the Big Fork River, where the Lucky Dogs were getting together that day to rehearse. It soon became apparent to me why they were called the Lucky Dogs. Here is Bill Gordon to explain.
Well, the inspiration came from our two wonderful labs. We have a yellow lab named Gunner and a chocolate lab named Rainy. They pretty much run our life, but we love them. And they kind of inspired one song that we wrote, which is the title song on our CD called Lucky Dogs. The name just kind of stuck. So it ended up with our name of the band and the name of the CD, and we should probably play that one for you.
She's a sweet chocolate lab who swims in the river. Kibbles and love is what we give her. When it comes to dessert, she always gets a sliver. She's a lucky dog.
Got a big old gun, he's a golden boy. Sweet chocolate girl's favorite toy. He runs like a deer and he howls for joy. He's a lucky dog. Lucky dogs have it made. Some spend their days in the sunshine.
Bill and Sandy write many of the songs they sing, and as you listen, you soon get a feeling for their love of the area with such songs as This Is Big Falls, Captogama, and Goin' Fishin'.
One thing interesting, we've both been writing songs singly for years. Sandy would write, before I met her, she wrote a lot of songs. I was a songwriter on my own. I didn't have any collaborator. And then since we got together, we've started collaborating on some songs and really having a lot of fun with it. It's new and challenging, but we get along so well. And, there's no egos involved here. When words get chopped and things get changed, one of us starts with an idea, and then we just work through the process together. It's been amazing. Amazing fun.
And I will say, the ratio of originals to covers, when we did our CD, I think we were really trying to put together a nice meal of songs. So rather than just do all our ballads or all our funny songs or whatever, we tried to mix them up. And we did have a couple songs that we wanted to add from Friends, and there was one Tom Waits song. Mm-hmm. So we tried to put together a nice a variety of music. But the songwriting, of course, is near and dear to our hearts.
Well, I think the song has to come from your heart. Usually it's something that's dear to your heart or something that's affected you in a certain way that gives you the inspiration to build a song out of it. Captogama is a song that I wrote because I grew up, spent a lot of my summers when I was growing up on Captogama at my uncle's cabin, and really loved it up there, and couldn't wait to go back every time we went. Yeah, I've written a lot of songs about the local area. Big Falls was one that Sandy wrote about her father, who grew up in Big Falls and left here in early 50s. And that was the only connection that Sandy had with Big Falls before she moved here. But it's got to be something that's personal and something that really inspires you.
Up along the Canadian border in the Minnesota that I love is a gem of a lake they call Captogama. I've got a boatload of childhood memories with my uncle and my dad on that sugar bush island cabin in the pines. Captogama, with your countless bays, with your islands of rock, stop to crashing.
You're listening to Close to Home, and this week I'm talking with Bill and Sandy Gordon, and along with their friend Scott Rollenhagen, who are the Lucky Dogs, a musical group from Big Falls, Minnesota. One of the things that I'd heard about them that made me interested in talking with them was that their preferred venue is actually a house concert. So here I talk with Bill and Sandy about house concerts.
We love doing house concerts, and house concerts are such a personal way of sharing your music with an audience of 20 to 30 people. They can be in your living room, they can be out on your deck, they could be out on your dock, they could be anywhere where you gather people. And for a singer-songwriter, it's so rewarding. We tell our stories, we give the background behind the tune, and then we sing the tune. But there's also a lot of interaction with the audience. And so it isn't an us and them separation. We're all together. It's like a family. And that audience is just full of friends we haven't met yet. And we become the friends that they hadn't met yet. And we make great connections that way. Sometimes we're inspired to sing, to write new songs because of it. So it's super rewarding, I think, and gratifying as a singer-songwriter.
Sandy had access to a lot more house concerts in Santa Cruz. It's something was brand new to me that I found out about when she moved up here. And they always intrigued me, and when we started doing them, it was like, wow, that was fun. Because you connect so well with the people. Playing in a bar or something, you're the jukebox, you don't get that connection. But in a house concert, in a personal setting with a small crowd, it's just fascinating.
How many have you done, or how many do you do?
We've only done a handful, but we're hoping to do a lot more. Pretty easy to host, really, and you can go online, and if you Google house concerts, you can get all kinds of information on it. There is actually a whole fleet of artists across the country that's all they do is travel from one town to another and do house concerts, and that's their livelihood. Singer-songwriters definitely is the best venue for them, I think, to really get that personal connection out there.
It also pushes us to play our best. You know, you can get lost in the sauce at a bar, but boy, at a house concert, you rise to the occasion and you deliver the song to the people who are waiting to hear it, and I think it brings the best out of us.
Did I hear that you also have hosted house concerts?
We have. I think we hosted the first one in Big Falls. Okay. I think kind of to see how it would go over here. Mm-hmm. And we had a house full of people, and we hosted our friend Kenny Butterill. And it was amazingly successful. And he also, this is also pretty consistent with house concerts. When you're traveling around and you don't bring your band, you ask about the local artists. We assembled local talent. I know Scott was part of that. And they maybe practiced one or two times before, sat down and did a house concert, and it was seamless, and it was beautiful. And I think our local community also appreciated that he enlisted the help of our local musicians.
Well, music can be a passion for many people. In most cases, it doesn't pay the bills.
Bill and I run a general store in Big Falls. My skill set is in graphic design and web design. Because I've been lucky enough to be plugged into the music community, I've been their go-to person for a lot of musicians to do their CDs and publicity material.
Now, I understand you're from California. Is it mostly from California, the people you've been working with?
It varies. I would say California and Oregon and Texas and Nashville and Colorado. It varies. Okay. I think it kind of word of mouth gets around.
I took over the hardware store in the mid-80s. When the town was a lot bigger and business slowed down, so I added outfitting business on the river. We loved being on the river, loved paddling the river. Not enough people got to share it, so we figured out a way that maybe we could make a couple of dollars and share the river with people. So we started Rivers North Outfitters in 1999, and been doing that ever since. And set up trips for people and set up whether they want to fish or paddle or float, whatever paddles their fancy, that's what we do.
Change my tune.
I spent a fun afternoon with Bill, Sandy, and Scott. I got to listen to some great music. I felt like I had my own personal house concert going. I asked Bill if there was anything else he'd like to share before I left.
No, I guess the only thing I want to add is that if you get a chance to listen, if you get a chance to come and join us, we would love to have you, love to share our music with you.
For Northern Community Radio, I'm Grant Fraser, and this is Close to Home.
Last song I sang you, I got the words wrong, let me sing you another.